Welcome back. Still Hard Factor Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dayo. 8 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. We're still talking currency situation. That's a story from an interesting piece from The Sun. Confusion, mixed sentiment as new narrow notes goes into circulation. Mixed reactions Thursday greeted the release of the redesigned narrow notes by deposit money banks in the FCT. Within Abuja city centre, spending the new cash was not much of a challenge as many had waited for its arrival. But the exact opposite was the case in suburban areas as the awareness on the new notes has not sufficiently permeated the nooks and crannies. When Daily Sun visited some banks within the central business district, teleclerk said they were awaiting the new notes from the CBN, just as they dispensed old notes to customers since they are to be used concurrently. Taxi drivers in rural areas like Bianzin in Kubwa rejected the new notes when commuters attempted to pay with them. Lekedu, a university student, and a driver of the bus taking him to Yanya rejected the new notes. Quote, "I tried spending the new narrow notes today, but it was totally rejected. I pleaded, but to no avail. The conductor said it was not aware of the new notes. Everyone is just confused in this country." Another depositor, Carlo Bernard, said he got some new notes from Access Bank in Maitama, but had... But had a hectic time convincing grocers and artisans to collect the money. "I wanted to buy some fruit and gave it to the seller, but he said he wasn't familiar with it. I argued and preached, but he wouldn't budge. It took another passerby to lend his voice before he accepted it. The people who fixed my visitor's bathroom also refused the new notes. There's so much confusion and rejection. I think the awareness on the new notes is grossly insufficient. We need more awareness." Also, I read a story, I think it was yesterday or the other day, recently, about a bus conductor in Lagos as well, rejecting the new narrow note. Let's talk about this for a bit. Have you come in contact with the new narrow note? What's been your experience with it? Have you tried spending it? Did someone reject it? Or maybe you or somebody else that you know. And did the CBN, do you think that the CBN has done a good enough job enlightening Nigerians as to this policy, the redesigned new notes? Do you think there's enough time as well? Enough time is being given for the old notes or the now old notes to be phased out? Let's talk about this for a bit. Lines open. Call 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello, Daya.
All right, go ahead.
I have not actually come in contact with the new Naira note, but I saw something a professor of international repute wrote on LinkedIn and also attached a video to it, that the 1,000 Naira note, if you are drenched and the soap, it starts staining your clothes. He was actually demonstrating it on the LinkedIn, and a lot of people commented that they actually tried it and it's true. So I'm not sure that. But just that the last caller you talked, the last person on your stage was saying they reduced quality or something like that. So I don't know if that is true, if other people can also confirm that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, by the way, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Let's get your take on this. Have you had any experiences, maybe negative experiences, with the new narrow notes? And also, did the central bank, has the central bank, in your estimation, done enough with, letting Nigerians know about the redesigned narrow notes? And do you think that enough time is being given for its implementation as well? For the phasing out of the now old notes, that is. Lines open, 0700-93-093. You can also join me via Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome.
Yeah, Dayo, good evening. This is Jay calling from Allo.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yes, please. Well, concerning your discussions earlier on, I've been in contact with the new Naira note. I obtained it from an FCMB bank in the Port Harcourt metropolis.
Oh, really?
And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just saying, you're lucky. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I have. I've obtained the 1,000 naira note as far as I'm concerned. And I tried spending. And the provision store woman was skeptical about receiving. She was saying, I hope this is not a counterfeit note. I had to explain and also advertise it for TBN. So I think more advertising measures should be put in place for the populace to also understand that the new naira note is in circulation, our original note, not counterfeit naira note. Can you hear me?
But do you think the CBN has done enough to let people know this?
Sorry, come again.
Do you think the CBN has done enough to let Nigerians know what's going on?
No, they haven't done enough in advertising it. No, they haven't at all. They haven't done enough. That's why people are still rejecting it in the open market.
And do you think do you think enough time is being given as well for the phasing out of the old currency?
No, enough time is not being given. 9th of January is just too near. It should be at least the ending of February so that people can get conversant with it.
So what did you do eventually when you said you tried to spend it and the person didn't want to accept it? Did she accept it eventually?
I had to, because I wasn't in a hurry. I had to sit her down, explain it to her, show her some things on the internet, some news from Nigerian Info, which I've recorded concerning the new naira notes in circulation. And she just had to believe. She said that she wouldn't spend it. She'll just keep it. And as well, if she can't spend it, she's very close to me. She'll return it back to me. And lots of stuff. I just smiled over it. That was about an hour or two ago.
Well, are you saying that prior to your giving her or presenting the new note to her, she had not heard at all that we have redesigned notes in the country?
She has actually heard about the naira note in circulation, but she hasn't seen it. And perhaps, most of these women, they may be oblivious about it. They may think that it's a scam online, you understand? They don't think it's the truth. They don't think it's just an online scam in which people are using to defraud people because of this Yuletide season, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So she has heard it before. I asked her, but she said she doesn't believe anything of such.
All right, cool, great. And thanks for doing the job of the National Orientation Agency.
Thank you very much, Dario. Thank you very much.
You're
happy
welcome.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. How about you? Do you think the CBN has done enough as far as enlightenment is concerned and letting people know what's going on, that we've got newly designed or redesigned notes right now? Have they done enough? And remember my previous conversation in the previous hour with Michael Ogba. He referenced the situation in the UK. They've got a new monarch now, and his face now will replace the face of, the demised Queen Elizabeth the second. However, even though it's been introduced, they've shown the British population or populace what these new notes are going to look like, but it's not going to come into effect until I think 2024. Sure, sufficient time, excessively sufficient time is being given, and I imagine that in the time between now and 2024, when the new notes will come into effect, a lot of sensitization will be going on, letting the British populace know that we have a new note coming soon, we have a new note coming soon, we have a new note coming soon. But this was in our case, it's kind of short notice, maybe kind of short notice. Do you think that maybe the CBN should extend the time? And also, have you seen the new notes? What's your impression of it? Not just online, but have you actually handled it? And did you try to spend it? Did you have any concerns with that? Or did someone try to spend it, give it to you? And how did you handle that? Lines open once again. Call 0700-93093. That's 0700-93093. We are live on facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH. We're live on Twitter as well. At Nigeria Info PH. Got a comment here, and we'll get to that in a moment. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Oh, yeah, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, I have not handled it. My name is AK. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay.
I have not handled it. My wife handled it. She touched it. She told me it felt like polymer, like the old 15 era, the quality in the hand.
Oh, really?
So here is my take in terms of enough sensitization done. I do not believe, I don't feel enough was done in terms of sensitization of the public. I also felt like the project seemed a bit rushed, but I also understand that the government was trying to solve certain issues around the hoarding of currency, trying to use it to also solve problems around the tracking of currency, kidnap ransom, a lot of things they felt they won't use it to solve. But this is what I think. I thought that the government would have, when the currency was released this December, first begin by making sure banks load it into ATMs. Now, some people may be skeptical about the currency, but if they can just withdraw money from ATM and that currency comes out, the belief will begin to, you know, it will be more acceptable, easily acceptable than. The only way we see it so far, I have withdrawn money from quite a few ATMs. I have not seen the new money come out of any of them. Truly, I've tried UDA, GT Bank, First Bank. I deliberately did that this week. I didn't see. Then somebody gives it to me. I was wondering where he got it from. So that's just my take around that. Yeah.
All right. So, but you would have no problem if a person wanted to give the new note to you.
I don't have problem. If the person gives me the new notes, I at least I've seen a lot of it online. I have looked and I could tell, okay, this could be it. And depends on who too. To be very frank, depends on who too.
why should it depend on who?
Okay. No, if I go to a normal supermarket or buy something and somebody give it to me, fine. But imagine someone giving it to me maybe in the night and one funny looking guy just say, okay, this is, I will begin to be skeptical now because I have not seen, if it came from ATM, I will use that as benchmark to judge any other one I will see. So I'm only going to use the one I touched from another person to judge.
All right, great to have me.
Yeah.
Could even doubt the awareness on the Naira notes by CBN or its agents it's nothing to write home about. If not for Nigerian Info and some comedy work, I wouldn't even know about it. Thank you. Wow. Hello, 90.3.
Hello,
Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello there, good evening.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Oladapo is calling from Genesis GRA.
You're welcome.
All right, actually, I touched the money today, precisely in Uniport, when I want to pay certain fees in the school. But I can't really differentiate because it's a polymer material.
Okay.
I'm talking about the 1,000 naira.
Okay.
Yeah, the 1,000 naira is the polymer material and the. I think the thing we just like, how will I put it, destroy or quickly wash out like this present mineral that you are using. Because the quality, when you're talking about money, the quality is not there, unlike the 100 naira and the 200 naira that we have right now.
Okay.
So, to me, I think I cherish the old 1,000 naira compared to this present.
Well, I mean, as much as you might cherish it, by next year, you won't be able to spend it.
Sorry, I didn't get you right.
I said, as much as you might cherish it, by next year, you won't be able to spend it.
Certainly, we'll use it, but to me, it's personal opinion. I prefer the present 1,000 naira compared to this new one.
Okay, so should the CBN let you keep on spending the old 1,000 naira notes?
I'm really finding it in Korea.
Oh, sorry about that. Let's see. Do I have time for another call before a break? Maybe not. I don't understand why the CBN would compromise quality. Now the Naira is facing rejection. It's a pity. That's with P. P, I'm not sure the rejection from some persons is as a result of the quality. I think the rejection is just that they don't have enough information about the redesigned notes. I think that's what's responsible. Can I admit the new Naira notes look so fake? It's worse than fake. It looks like counterfeit dipped in water or the made Naira note under a Snapchat filter. I feel for those in the villages because counterfeits of these new notes would be used to deceive them. Abiyazia Melissa said that. Initially, I was impressed with the new policy, but right now I'm not due to shortcomings. With a delay in circulation, those that are into counterfeiting have been given the opportunity as it stands now. Because we that are in the rural areas, how do we know if it's fake or original? What do we look at for to confirm? That sounds like a real concern. A bank gave me two of the 1,000 naira notes yesterday. It was two out of 50 pieces. So that's some Eric Chooks. Got a commercial break now. Discussions continue after that. If they please stay with us, we'll be back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Still had fact Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dyer. 28 minutes to go before 6 p.m. Questions continue on the situation with the newly redesigned Naira notes. Not very much in circulation these days. However, there have been some reactions to them already for those who have seen them. For example, in Lagos, it's been reported a bus conductor rejected the new 1,000 Naira note from a passenger. The conductor, who was doubtful about the money's validity, advised the lady to get off the bus and board another vehicle because he didn't want to risk collecting the money. Now, fortunately for her, other people intervened and persuaded the conductor to collect the money because it was already in circulation before he did. Also, there have been reports of persons in Abuja rejecting the money as well. Especially transporters, taxi drivers, bus drivers, especially in suburban areas in Abuja. And I think you may have heard a previous caller just before I went for the break earlier on talk about how some artisans, refused to worked on the bathroom in his house, refused to collect the new notes. Have you had any sort of experience, by the way, maybe trying to spend the new notes? And some persons or persons refusing to collect it. Also, do you think, suppose that this has the CBN done enough to sensitize the public, about the newly redesigned notes? And do you think that there's enough time as well? Enough time is being given for the phasing out of the old notes. Lines open. Call 0700 93 093 at 0700 93 093. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Via Facebook, Young Confidence goes, Nigeria has a long way to go. I just pray 2023 should not repeat what 2019 has done to us. And good news, Uwam goes, good evening, Dyer. I was so ashamed that to use the new note to buy something today, was turned down to buy medication. I was turned down to here in Port Harcourt. So sad. Wow, that's remarkable. Why are you rejecting the new note? Do not reject the new notes. They are now illegal tender in the country. And by the way, it's a crime to actually reject a legal tender. Don't reject it. Why are you rejecting it, by the way? All right. Lines open. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. 913. Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Oh, my. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, about the new Naira note, I think the reason why people are still skeptical about collecting the new Naira note is because enough information was not disseminated. Mm. That is why I think so.
Okay.
And I want to use this medium to applaud in federal fire service. There was a serious fire outbreak at Rumobia Kanitori at one of the police stations, and the arrival of the firefighters, federal, they came speedily. If not, there would have been a serious inferno there. So I want to commend them, but also Shell also came. Mm. So I want to use this down to say thank you. Thank them very well. Thank you.
All right, great. All right. Well, it's good to know when agencies work, and kudos to Shell as well for supplying their firefighting equipment to help combat that inferno. And kudos to, the men of the Federal Fire Service also for a job well done. Okay, got a few comments here. Have you seen the new Naira notes? Terrible, really terrible. It looks so much like the old fake notes. Really? Like the old fake notes? And it's going to promote counterfeiting, I'm very sure of that. That's from Nehems. Wow. Okay. Good evening, Dio. I got my new Naira note today. From the look of things, the CBN has a lot more work to do in terms of making people have a knowledge about the new currency. I went to buy something with it, and the woman was looking at my hand as if I gave her a forbidding sin. That's from Prince Umar. Hello, you're welcome. Hello? And Prince also sent in a picture of him holding what looks like the new 200 Naira note. Okay, Prince. Don, good evening, please. We don't blame people rejecting the new note, as I asked earlier. What do we look out for to confirm that it's original? Well, if you go online and you search, you would find the security features. I know I saw something online today. I saw the image of the new 1,000 Naira note, and the security features were pointed out in that image. So I'm sure if you go online, you find that. Well, I guess the very likely response to that is the people in the rural areas, in the villages, will they go online as well to check what the security features are? Okay, well, I don't know if they can or they will. Maybe not a lot of them. But I do get the point you're making. Okay, I've got a video here. Someone sent in a video, and I think I'll try to see that now. Where is it? It was here just a while ago. I for the life of me, seems I can't find it again. Just a moment. Oh my. Okay. I seem not to be able to locate that video again. Someone sent a video to me just a while ago. I saw it, but I had to catch up with some other messages. And okay, here we go. All right. Okay, it was via Twitter at UGKings86. This is my experience so far. So I can see Kinsley Ugu here robbing what looks like one of the new Naira notes against a white shirt. Kinsley, what exactly is it that you're trying to show me here? I'm not sure I'm following this. And I can't, if there's accompanying audio with the video, I can't hear it. Obviously, I can't play it out. But I can see the video. I can see you rubbing the new, I think it's the new 1,000 naira note against a white shirt. What looks like a white cotton shirt. So I'm not sure what you're trying to show me here. Is it that the color from the note is rubbing off against the shirt? Because this video is not very clear, actually. So maybe if you could send a follow-up, that would be nice. Thank you. 0700-93-093. Any experiences with the new Naira notes? Let's get your take on that. Has the CBN done enough as far as sensitization is concerned? Why do you think folks are rejecting the new Naira notes? Is there enough time as well being given for the phasing out of the now old notes? Your thoughts are welcome. And by the way, do not reject the new Naira notes. Don't reject them. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Dakuku from Apoke, the first one of you. Hello?
Go ahead.
So let me have a little this. You know, this is another note that we are talking about. I have to be specific in my life. And so that people, I've not even seen it all. That's the worst thing. I don't even think that money I've collected well. In this country, moreover, I'm not even see it one day. As I'm moving, I'm a businessman. I'm not even see it, to touch it. I see the money is. Hello?
Okay. Well, I'm sure that in time you will see it and you will touch it and do whatever else you need to do with it. Also via Twitter at Catalyst Man, Twitter: the color of on the note is rubbing off against the shirt. Oh, okay. Wow, that's serious, I suppose. Hello, yeah, you're welcome, Heart Fans. Go on.
Hello, Dayo, good evening.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Gift calling you from Port Harcourt.
Go on, Gift.
See, Dayo, the new Naira note, there's no difference with the fake. They did not consider, and what they only did was recoloring the money. There is no designing, it's recoloring or bleaching the money. If you look at the old Naira note, if you see the fake, one part of it is original, and one part of the fake is the color of this present new Naira note that they recolored. So how will people in the society be able to avoid this? I still repeat, I say the old Naira note, the fake one, has the original color of the old note. And then the new one, and then the other side has the color of this present new Naira note. So how will people be able to differentiate it? They just recolored something. And look at the time frame they are giving for the note to be out of circulation, the old one to be out of circulation. What of rural communities where there are no banks? What will they do? What of people selling paper that depend on physical cash? I don't understand this CBN APC governor. I don't understand him. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've got a commercial break to attend to now. It's a short one. I return. Conversation will continue. There are other comments here I need to get to, and I hope to get a call from you as well as regards your experience with the newly redesigned Naira notes and whether or not the CBN has done enough to sensitize the public, and whether we now have enough time to phase out the old ones. Stick around, Heart Factor returns in a bit.
A thank you message to the Executive Governor of Rivers State, His Excellency Chief Barrister Nyesom Ezewo Wike. Honorable Nangiofori George, Executive Chairman, Asahitoa Local Government Area, on behalf of the traditional rulers, chiefs, Asaga Elders Council, leaders and stakeholders, youth and women of Asahitoa Local Government Area, and indeed the Calabari Kingdom, most graciously wish to thank our indefatigable leader and Governor of River State, His Excellency Chief Barrister Nyesom Ezewo Wike, Commander of the Order of the Niger, Grand Service Star of River State, Power Sports Africa, Life Venture, for the construction of the Alignment E of the Trans-Calabari Road Project. Your Excellency, sir, the Trans-Calabari Road idea was conceived and designed with alignment A, B, C, D, and E 17 years ago. Governments have come and gone, and none deemed it fit to award any part of the alignments. But you have graciously redeemed your pledge for the Calabari Kingdom by awarding the construction of the Alignment E of the Trans-Calabari Road Project. Sir, the story of the Calabari Kingdom will not be complete without the mention of His Excellency's developmental strides in the area, particularly for the political will to construct the first phase of the Trans-Calabari Road Project, which is life-improving and impacting, designed to connect more than six Calabari communities to the mainland for the very first time ever since their existence. The road, which is described as a dream come true for the Calabari people, is expected to have a huge economic impact on the communities specifically and the state in general through increased trade and tourism. Your Excellency, sir, we thank you immensely because this road, when fully commissioned, will provide an economically viable alternative to our marine transportation in the area and further stimulate other developments in and around the Calabari Kingdom by easing the movement of goods, services, and persons. Thank you, Your Excellency, the pride of River State, the defender of democracy in Nigeria, the leader of the led, the voice of the voiceless. This is Ibidokibo One of Calabari Kingdom. We are proud of you, Imiate, sir. Honorable Onengafori George, Executive Chairman of Saritoa Local Government Area.
The hub for information,
current affairs, and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that they started it. They don't wait for nothing.
Join the conversation
right here.
Let's talk.
And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dio.
Hello and welcome back. We've got 12 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news is up top of the hour at 6. A review of all the matters discussed on the show afterwards during the open season segment. But for now, let's get your take on the newly redesigned Naira notes. Reports of rejections in Lagos, in some parts of Abuja, even here in Port Harcourt as well, going by some of comments of some respondents thus far. Have you had any experiences with it? And has the CBN done enough to sensitize the public? And do we have enough time? Do you think the time is sufficient for the phasing out of the now old notes? Lines open, 0700-93-093. And via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, also via Twitter, at NigeriaInfoPH. All right, you can't buy anything with the new notes if you're in a hurry. I always have to go through interviews and interrogations. Meanwhile, I have to be conversant with the callers so I don't accept purple notes ignorantly. Which one's the proper one? Hello, you're welcome. Hello? Hello? The problem with the new notes is that the citizens have lost faith in the country, hence the doubt. I will not accept the 1,000 naira for now. Reason is that I don't know the new notes, so I have to play safe. The lower notes are less of a loss if it happens. Okay. There is only one number to call, by the way, if you'd like to join the conversation on Nigeria Info, and that's 0700-93-093. Once again, 0700-93-093. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening.
Go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
This is Nelson calling from Papago.
Go ahead, Nelson.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Nelson.
Okay, you're welcome. Please, even today I try to collect money from the ATM. think that the new note is not there. It is the old note. And they have given a deadline to the end of the circulation of this old note. And then, see, yet, the new ones are not there, are not found. I think they rush off everything. This thing was not well planned.
Why are you concerned about that? You can do transfers and you can use your ATM card to pay with the POS.
Sometimes you want to use a public vehicle when you are paying $100, you should do transfer.
Maybe taxi drivers should go about with POS machines now.
If you want to maybe buy this from a mama food woman who is selling $200, will you still do transfer? I think someone needs cash.
I bought some beans and rice from a lady who sells food close to my place just some days ago, and I paid using I paid via transfer.
Maybe yours you buy up to maybe 1,000 something. Okay, maybe we want to buy like $200.
What's the difference? What if you can transfer $1,000? Why can't you transfer $200?
The woman will look you so funny.
But the money is still going into her account, so why should she look at you funny?
Look at you so funny. I think you are not serious, or you want to play her 419. I think eventually have to plan this thing more. This is supposed to have been into circulation fully. You can't find it. You go bank, you can't find it. Then how can we use it then?
Mm.
And then the quality of it, it shouldn't supposed to reduce the quality of it. Instead of them to reduce, it's supposed to make it higher. Reducing the quality will make the interior to be more relevant. People will easily bring out the fake one. I think the quality is most important thing. They have to look at it again.
All right, so go to your hand for me. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. This is Harry.
Go on, Henry.
I think I came in contact with the new note the very day it was released.
Okay.
And I said I was going to look for trouble the next day. Because I was going to start with the lady selling a car close to my neighborhood and be sure of what is. and I'm funny enough. You know, the truth is, you and I have this information first, and somehow, because of our level of exposure or availability of information to us, but I bet you that money is going to create a whole lot of problems.
Mm.
And I think within last week, when I went to something with that money, I could not even spend it basically.
What did the Akara woman say?
I had two notes and I just dashed one out and one of them was just left with me and it's still with me like that. Because of course you need to do explanations, you need to start educating people as to what it is. And I've actually done comparison with the old note and there was actually nothing that was changed about the features of the note, the old one and this present one, aside the color.
Mm. What did the Akara woman say?
Like you know that even with the fact that I'm a known person to her, I'm like, just have a touch of it, have a feel of it. And she's telling me, how does she spend it, considering the kind of business that she's doing? But she cannot even accept it because, of course, she might get stuck in the middle of wanting to get a stock.
Mm. All right, please, don't go about looking for trouble again.
it's not good. But funny enough, we can't even get it from any of the ATMs available.
It's coming to an ATM near you very soon.
Hello?
It's coming to an ATM near you very soon. Apologies, but I do have to go now.